Amos chapter 6. Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and trust in the mountain of Samaria. Named chief of the nations, to whom the house of Israel came, pass into Calneh and see, and from there go to Hamath the great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are they better than these kingdoms? Or are their borders greater than your border? You who put far away the evil day and cause the seat of violence to come near, those who lie upon beds of ivory and stretch themselves out upon their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the midst of the stall, who chant to the sound of the viol and invent for themselves instruments of music like David, who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the chief ointments, but they are not grieved because of the affliction of Yosef. For this reason now they will go captive with the first who go captive, and the banquet of those who stretch themselves out upon the couches will be removed. The sovereign Yahweh has sworn by himself, says Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, I hate the excellency of Jacob, and I hate his palaces, and for this reason I will deliver up the city with all that is in it. And it will come to pass, if there remain 10 men in one house, that they will die. And a man's uncle will take him up, and he who burns him to bring out the bones out of the house, and will say to him who is by the sides of the house, Is there yet any with you? And he will say, No. Then he will say, Hold your tongue, for we may not make mention of the name of Yahweh. For understand, Yahweh commands, and he will strike the great house with breaches, and the little house with clefts. Will horses run upon the rock? Will one plow there with oxen? For you have turned judgment into gall, into bitterness, and the fruit of righteousness to hemlock. You who rejoice in a thing of nothing, who say, Have we not taken to us horns by our own strength? But understand, I will raise up against you a nation, O house of Israel, says Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, and they will afflict you from the entering in of Hamath to the river of the wilderness. End of chapter.